Research shows extreme weather events associated with climate change can lead to trauma and mental health issues for many rural and remote Australians beyond the impact on their livelihoods. Zoe Rudge reports.
Last month, the Australian Medical Association joined several other global health organisations in declaring climate change a health emergency, acknowledging both the physical and mental health impacts. President of the AMA, Dr. Tony Bartone, said the AMA accepts that climate change will cause a higher incidence of mental ill health. Research shows certain groups, such as farmers, may be more at risk from climate-induced mental illnesses, with suicide rates among people in rural and remote areas already 50% higher than those in cities. Dr. Fiona Charlson, a postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Queensland, specialising in global mental health, says mental health issues can arise both from direct traumas associated with climate change, such as extreme weather events, as well as indirectly from issues associated with them.
Climate change is expected to impact and is already in some ways impacting mental health in a number of different ways. So the first one is direct trauma as a result of acute weather events, such as cyclones and flooding, etc. But there's also a much broader impact and sort of a more chronic and long-term impact as climate change takes hold. And those impacts are perhaps not quite as direct, and people may not be sort of, it may not be something you immediately think of. And it's things like people being forced from their land, losing their homes. So being displaced creates a lot of mental stress. There's also loss of income and livelihood, such as farmers being forced off their land, of course.
Dr. Charlson says people living in rural or remote areas are more susceptible to climate-related mental health issues due to their exposure to extreme weather events, which can cause loss of homes and financial problems that worsen the mental health effects of the events.
They're particularly vulnerable at the moment. I mean, farmers, for obvious reasons, to do with drought, and then, you know, as we saw in Townsville recently, drought and then sort of hit by this really unusual rain events and a loss of over 500,000 cattle. So that's obviously, you know, they're particularly vulnerable, and Indigenous populations, by virtue of where the communities are living in remote areas and also in the Torres Strait with rising sea levels, they're also particularly vulnerable.
Due to the relatively unknown nature of how climate change affects individuals' mental health, more research is needed to anticipate any future developments and how to treat them.
Yeah, I think the thing with climate change is a lot of it, we know that climate change is happening, and there's been a lot of science about around predicting that. But in terms of the impacts on health and mental health, we really don't know. I mean, we are anticipating and we are seeing some levels of distress, such as in the farming community, but we really don't know. This is something that is just going to unfold, and we need to try and be prepared. We need to try and understand what's happening so that we can anticipate these impacts, and a lot of research will be required to go into that.
Any new research in this area should focus on how people will adapt to future changes brought by climate change.
It's going to sort of take a bit of a whole system response, really. I mean, aside from climate change mitigation, which is a strong preference, we're now looking at adaptation and how we're going to create and sustain resilient communities in the face of the challenges that climate change is going to impose. How do we keep communities together and strong? How do we create health systems that can effectively respond to increases in mental, psychological distress? And these sort of things need to be really thought through.
That story by Zoe Rudge.